Here's the latest from ValleySportsRadio.com. I'm Craig Orndorff.
Looking for a loan? Call First Bank First. If you're buying a house, getting a new car, or paying for college tuition, your friendly First Banker can help, and help fast. Most of our loans are pre-approved within hours, sometimes minutes. Applying for a First Bank loan is now easier than ever. And that's a promise. To get started, visit one of our local branches today or visit fbvirginia.com. First Bank is first in loans. First Bank, there's power in one. Equal housing lender.
High school basketball on Wednesday. The Stonewall Jackson girls got their first win of the year as they beat Bath County 44-28. In fact, that was their first win since February of 2023, snapping a 58-game losing streak. They took control of the Chargers early and cruised on to the win. They were led by Aaliyah Ogle, who had 18 points on the night. Meanwhile, the Stonewall boys came out on the short end against Buffalo Gap, falling 68-46. A couple of double-doubles for the Generals. Herman Salinas Ortiz had 17 points and 10 rebounds. Grant Fields, 13 points and 11 boards. Grant Fields had 13 points and grabbed 11 boards. And in a wrestling quad on Wednesday, Central went 2-1 as they defeated Strasburg and Stonewall. They fell to Martinsburg. The Rams and Generals lost to Martinsburg as well, and Strasburg got past Stonewall for their lone win of the night. From the colleges on Wednesday, we'll start with women's hoops, and Shenandoah beat Eastern Mennonite 69-47. The Royals hung with the 21st-ranked Hornets in the first period, but SU broke away in the second quarter. Emily Williams paced Shenandoah with 21 points and 13 rebounds. Addison Banks, 13 points, 9 boards, 5 assists. And Taylor Moran had 11 points and 7 rebounds. And leading EMU, Grace Burke had 11. And first place in the ODAC was on the line, with Bridgewater falling short to Washington and Lee 63-57. The number 6 Generals remained undefeated on the season, and they got ahead by double figures in the first quarter and held off the Eagles. Leading BC, it was Riley Corcoran with 16 and Jaden Poston 11 points. For the men, Shenandoah beat EMU 65-61. John Allen had the go-ahead dunk with 108 remaining, and then with 10 seconds left, Ellis Wright nailed the clinching three-pointer. Wright led SU with 14, Dorian Davis 13 points, 10 rebounds, and for the Royals, Aaron Brooks 14 points. And BC fell to Washington and Lee 69-59. The Generals were hot from the perimeter early. They hit 10 three-pointers in the first half. Pacing the Eagles, Jameer Brown and Kyron Smith both scored 15. And that's the latest from ValleySportsRadio.com. I'm Craig Orndorff.